PH concerning the one couple of recordings back here. So what happened? The US decided to fight and defeat heroically the evil Russia, fighting to the last Ukrainian. They got Europe with them as usual. Their colonies. And then they realize, whoops. As some others have realized in the past, historically, Russia wasn't the weakling we thought. We didn't win in a few weeks as we thought, with our glorious sanctions and hybrid warfare. Rather, they went down to the level which we thought was outdated, Second World War style, down in the trenches. Whoops. But yeah, fight to the last Ukrainian. We'll send you weapons. Well, I mean, not our latest and greatest, but still. And we will make billions of dollars from puffs of smoke. And send to you. You will win for us. You heroic Ukraine defending democracy and freedom of the world. And then they realized, oops, kind of made a mistake again. Russia just got stronger. And it's not for nothing that you say you shouldn't awaken that sleeping bear, because that's what happened. And then you learn in a very different way, down on the ground level way. As the military say, reality on the ground. So, as usual, oops, let's leave. It was someone else's fault the whole way. You Ukrainian, you Europeans, you're on your own. And then the funny thing is, which made this story so absurd and almost humoristic in a black way, but although Europe had been drawn into this and basically mind controlled into this, then all of a sudden the one who did that, the empire over there, start to become buddies with the Hitler enemy, who, well, more than half of the world doesn't see as a Hitler enemy, but as a good statesman. And then Europe stands alone, and the big, great Britain, the other empire, they stand up there and say, we will fight Russia, unified Europe, going to war with Russia, and we will defeat them. And well, you know, so now they're building up armies. It will take a few years, I guess, so let's see what happens until then.